Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
58523.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me, please?
58523.
May I please have your first and last name?
It's Kara Eady. I'm calling about a fraudulent charge on my credit card.
Thank you for that information, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
I don't have an account with you.
I have an account with that first and last name on it. In order to assist you today to tell you who billed you and why, I will need that address for security purposes.
It's 300 First Avenue Southwest.
No, ma'am, this is a P.O. box.
Okay. Then it's P.O. Box 291.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our meal plan was purchased. Do you recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item? The item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No.
Okay, so once you do that survey, you're automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription for our meal plan, which is a total of $49.89. What I am going to do for you today is get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
No, I don't.
Give me just a moment. One second, I'm just notating your account. Your call is about to be transferred. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too.